You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Yep, here we are. Yep. Got a big story from Chris Hayes about the military occupation of the U.S.
Yes.
Scary.
And we're going to be checking with Brittany Merlot in just a few minutes, find out about the weekend forecast. Also, Rocker in our next half hour with Max Inc. Preview.
Do we have Savannah on the line?
We do.
We do.
Yeah,
oh,
6
all right.
minutes past the hour. Yes, let's check in with WMDX News Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei Olson. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Happy Friday.
Well, thank
Happy
you.
Friday, yeah. Yes. What's happening in our world
yeah.
here?
Well, what's happening in our Madison?
Yeah.
The big thing throughout this week, and you'll have to forgive me because it applies to all of Wisconsin, is the budget process seems to have fallen apart yet again here in Wisconsin. At first, of course, negotiations fell apart between Republican leaders and Governor Tony Evers, basically, especially when it came to funding schools, the UW system, and childcare. They just couldn't come close enough to one another. And now, this just happened basically Wednesday and then into yesterday, Senate Republicans seem to be done basically considering the budget that the Joint Finance Committee is putting together. So now that Republicans are basically drawing their own budget, now some of those Republicans are saying, you know what, never mind, I'd rather we have no budget at all.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So, so that would mean that all of these school districts, municipalities, all of these departments, if they don't get something by June 30th, would have to basically just operate under their regular funding levels, which means they can't draw up their own budgets for, you know, the next fiscal year, which becomes very difficult for all of these departments. And it'll be interesting to see if they end up coming to some resolution. But at this point, there are some of these Senate Republicans who say, I would rather no budget over this budget, which can't remember the last time I saw that one.
Yeah, so this is a fight between the Senate Republicans and the Senate or the Assembly Republicans, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, and I guess they wanted to split off funding for voucher schools from the public schools, which is kind of crazy because if you're going to take money out of the general fund, that's what we've been asking them to do for public schools for the last 20 years. Now they've decided, well, maybe we could do that, but let's just do it for the vouchers and then make taxpayers, property taxpayers, pay for the schools in a way that is very painful. It's really sneaky stuff, really sneaky. Well, I'm glad they can't come up with a budget with all this stuff going on.
Right. Well, part of the problem, or at least part of the problem for these Senate Republicans who are walking away, is that they say that the budget that the Joint Finance Committee has drawn up, it spends too much money. That budget doesn't give any additional money to general school district aid.
Wow.
It increases aid for special education programs and some mental health programs, but it doesn't increase general aid for a single school district in the state.
It's insane. Absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens with that.
We'll keep an eye on that story. And
Savannah?
It'll be interesting. It's been an interesting couple weeks. They're coming up hard against the deadline here. We've got, 10 days?
Keep us updated on that. Fascinating stuff. Thank you, Savannah.
Savannah, thank you so much. You have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Very good.
You guys as well. Happy Friday.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. That's
right,
Savannah Tomei Olson. Okay.
Let's get to the story that we've been promising here. This is Chris Hayes talking about the militarization of our country. And this is very scary stuff. So this is Cut 174. Let's listen.
One of the cherished parts of being an American is freedom of movement.
When you walk around, and this obviously applies more to certain folks than others, but you usually don't have to stop at internal checkpoints or to show your papers to police.
Yeah.
I've traveled in other countries where, say, your bus stops and heavily armed federal agents climb on board to check everyone's papers. It doesn't feel good. It feels like a quintessential fixture of a country that's not fully free. And it's happening more and more and more in Trump's America.
What's up, guys? Good to see you, please.
23-year-old Elzon Lemus, an electrician, was in his work van with a coworker when they were pulled over by ICE agents in Westbury.
Because you look like somebody woke up.
What's that for?
What are you looking for?
Lemus asks why they need his ID.
All right, this is going to go one of two ways here. Okay. Need to see your ID. If you're not the guy I'm looking for, you're not the guy I'm looking for.
Okay, right. ID.
But we need your ID.
Nah.
Okay, if you don't get your ID, then we're gonna, you know, have to figure out another way to ID you. And it may not work out well for you.
Listen, I'm not rolling up. Keep it down. I keep it down close to safety.
What are you doing?
The agent forces the door open and demands Lemus stops recording. Lemus was born and raised in New York and was stunned.
I felt like my rights were just, like, out the window.
So those agents pulled that 23-year-old from the van. They handcuffed him, later released him after confirming, whoopsies, he's an American. No apologies. Mm-hmm. And he's not alone. Brian Gavidia, who was born and raised in Los Angeles, was working on a car in a tow yard last week. When he stepped outside, he was thrown into a metal fence by federal agents who asked him where he was born.
Literally based off of skin color. My homie was born here just because of the way he looks.
Again, you're working, you're outside, mm-hmm. Armed mass federal agents come up and say, show me your papers. Push you up against the fence. He was not arrested, but he told the LA Times that those agents took his real ID and never returned it. These are the cruel absurdities people are now facing every day. Like this car full of members of an Arizona-based Native American tribe,
yeah,
who were followed for miles and then pulled over by Border Patrol last week.
Everybody in here, U.S. citizen?
We're first ones. We're Native American. We're the first ones.
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Perfect, huh? What are you? What are you? Are you an American citizen? No, you're not. You're not a firstborn. You're not from this land. And neither are you.
This is the America that Donald Trump and Stephen Miller want, the what they're trying to create. It's what we saw unfold at Dodger Stadium earlier today and at Home Depot in Hollywood, just as we saw it on the other side of LA over the weekend, at a flea market that was effectively shut down by ICE and Border Patrol agents armed with M16s, wearing masks, full military body armor. They look like they're going to go kill Osama bin Laden. Agents who went up to bystanders at a flea market and ask them, where are you from? Got to show your papers. Americans are being forced to accept mass paramilitary forces, stopping people anytime, anywhere, in any circumstance, demanding to know where people are from. Mm-hmm. The way Trump sold this on the campaign was by saying, we're going to go at these other people that you hate, right? There's this other group, and they're bad, and they're hurting our country, and I'm going to protect you, American citizens. We're seeing every day there is no way to do this, what they want to do, mass deportation, that is not massively disruptive to the liberties of every American. In fact, it's an assault on the idea of America itself.
That's right.
Wow.
That's a really good piece, and that is making the rounds on social media.
Mm-hmm. It is 14 minutes past the hour. It's cloudy this morning and highs today getting into the mid-80s. We've got Mark on the line. We'll get to him in a moment. I want to remind everybody, and I had to remind myself, this is a free ticket Friday. We've got a four-pack of Brewer tickets to give away, and we'll do this all the way through the rest of the summer. Your chance to win a four-pack of Brewer tickets. This game is for Friday, June 27th versus Colorado. And if you'd like to get in on this, get the Civic Media app going. You can text us the word, the keyword for this is fun, F-U-N. Again, this is for the Friday, June 27th game versus Colorado, a 4-pack of Brewer tickets. And all you have to do is text the word FUN. This is a statewide contest. We'll get one winner winning a 4-pack of Brewer tickets to that game on against Colorado for Friday, June 27th. Okay.
All right.
Should we get to Mark?
Let's go to Mark. What do you got for us, Mark, this morning?
Yeah, sorry to be a broken record here, but you know the Constitution is probably actually supposed to mean anything, something. That judge is being denied right to a speedy trial because she can't go back to work until they get this matter resolved. And for these people that are being seized on the street, I mean, the Fourth Amendment says you have to have a warrant to seize somebody. I mean, it is just beyond me.
Exactly.
If I'm confronted with a situation, I say, where's your warrant? You guys are supposed to show something here. I mean, the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. Maybe I've got to start carrying my pocket Constitution around with me and say, you guys are in violation of the Constitution. That Constitution is supposed to mean something. And little Donnie Trump, even because he didn't hold his hand on the Bible, he still took the oath to uphold the Constitution. All those guys that are doing this stuff, if they're in law enforcement, they took an oath to uphold the Constitution, too. I mean, if you're in the military, you take an oath to uphold the Constitution. All these guys, you have to uphold the Constitution. For little Stevie Miller, whose wet dream that this is, his ancestors wouldn't be able to come here unless they're allowed to immigrate. And for, as far as this America First stuff, let's remember, America First was anti-Semitic and anti-Jewish big time back in the day because they, you know,
that's right.
It is just not all that long ago. They claimed they want to support, you know, the support Jewish people, but they don't care about Jewish people. It's just about criticizing Benjamin Netanyahu that they gets them bent out of shape.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Joe brought it up earlier. You know, the fact that we don't have any proof who these people are. They don't even show warrants, and these warrants aren't issued by courts. They're issued by the person at ICE. Somebody at the office of ICE signs these warrants, and that is supposed to be paper enough, but they don't show identification. They don't show the warrants. They're dressed in jeans and tennis shoes. We don't know who the hell these people are.
Right.
And no one is solving the problem of identification for these individuals. They're just going along their merry way, not doing anything, solving the problem that Joe noticed, you noticed, I noticed, Gordy noticed, Dom noticed.
Yes.
We're out here in the hinterlands just saying, please help us identify who these people are. And the government isn't doing a damn thing. It's like they don't hear us. It's like they're just going along, and this is just fine with them. Because there is that out. All they need to do is have a warrant signed by somebody from ICE, not a court.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
There's no overseeing authority. They are their own authority. They can just do what they please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're getting away with it because they're in power. Yeah. And no, don't blame the Democrats. There's nothing the Democrats can do at this point except really just yell and shout from the sidelines. Right, Mark?
Yeah. You have to, you know, and zip-tying children.
Yeah, children.
We thought it was bad enough tossing them in
yellow cages.
Yes.
In cages. Yeah. I mean, I had a FCC compliance myself there.
Self-censorship. I like that.
Self-censorship. That's good.
For freedom of speech, okay. Let's you know, we want a freedom of speech, okay. Remove the ban on the words.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's impolation of limiting our free speech. Thanks,
Mark,
brothers.
All right, Mark, thank you for your call.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering why CJ isn't changing his mind my mega friend in Milwaukee isn't changing their mind by now, but nope.
Okay. 19 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot, get the update on the weekend weather forecast. It's going to be a hot one. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Dan and Gordy in the morning. Is this a threat or is this a warning? Dan and Gordy in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Who will be their guest? What will they be performing?
Yeah.
Dan and Gordy in the morning.
Don't know.
Are they funny?
Uh-huh.
Or are they boring?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hey, we don't know.
Gordy, in the morning, will you be awake or will you be snoring? Dan and Gordy, right, well, in the morning.
It's Art Paul.
The radio's on.
A street
are
fixture.
You ignoring?
A State Street fixture here in Madison. And and he did a little theme for us.
Kazoo
and,
going.
Yeah,
that's
it's
good.
Great stuff. Well, I think it's great stuff.
Yeah.
I say Paul's I love Art Paul. I've known him since I moved here.
Yeah.
And he's been out in the street all that time.
Forever.
And
yeah.
He still is.
Great guy.
Yeah.
7:23 and cloudy this morning. Looks like we could be in for some rain showers at times today. And to tell us more, here's Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist. Good morning, Brittany.
Hey.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Is that a Tom Skilling t-shirt?
It is.
Wow.
Tom Skilling.
All right.
The guru of Midwest weather.
I grew up listening and watching Tom Skilling in Milwaukee. He was there before he went to Chicago.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, me too. That's why I've got this shirt. I love Skilling.
Yeah.
Grew up watching him, interned with him, learned
Did
from
you
him.
Intern
oh, really?
With him.
Really? Lucky you.
Absolutely.
He's a great
yes,
guy.
Yes, yes. He is so sweet. He genuinely cares so much. And he's really good at his
you
job.
You could tell.
So.
That's why he was a success like he was. I mean, he really, he knew weather. And he just, he told it like a normal everyday person, you know, and he identified with people. Yeah. Great stuff. But, you know, we got some lousy weather coming up next week. I know that already. But tell us, these high temperatures, what is it, a heat dome? Is that what they're calling
it
now?
Heat advisory. But, yeah, what's going on?
A heat dome, right? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the buzzword. The heat dome is moving in, and we're going to get underneath it for sure. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that, you're going to get a little bit of rain this morning. Probably ends around 10 o'clock or so. We'll see more sunshine by this afternoon. Highs in those mid-80s. So this is the last cooler day, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
Unless. There is an unless. There's an exception. There's new data coming in with these models.
Oh, new data. Now, what? What?
Yeah. So yesterday was supposed to just be super sunny, hot, and humid. Mm. Now there's this potential of these storms that are supposed to be sparking up late tonight, overnight, up north. Now they may move their way towards you. And if this happens, this is going to keep the temperatures just slightly cooler. But the heat still moves in on Sunday, and it's still here Monday regardless. So it could be 2 days versus 3 days. Either way, get ready for it. It's coming. We've got heat advisories statewide.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's going to be feeling like 100 to 105 degrees.
Yes, yes, not good.
Hope my air conditioner works.
Then, of course, you know, we get cooled off by a little bit of rain next week, a little bit, 5-6 days of rain, right?
I was just going to say a little bit. Who told you that? No, a ton of bit.
Yeah.
That darn front is going to move right back to Wisconsin, park itself right over us, and continue showers, storms. Like you said, all week starts Monday, doesn't end till maybe Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to be looking at flooding potential there, too. So storms tomorrow, high heat, more storms, flooding next.
All right. Oh, well, thank you. Thanks so much for that.
Hey, it's the first day of summer today.
Happy summer. Yes.
Yay.
All right. Very
you
good.
You guys enjoy it.
Yep, you too.
Brittany,
thanks a lot.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist for WMDX. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can check them out at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. And they emphasize passion over profit. They have fast and flexible appointments. Check them out, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right, let's get to the two-week bit. This is Trump always promising he'll get to it in 2 weeks. It's only because he's waiting for a solution in those 2 weeks where he doesn't have to deal with it. Let's listen to this thing.
We're going to make a policy speech in 2 weeks, and I think you're
going to
like it.
We're going to be announcing something, I would say, over the next 2 or 3 weeks that will be phenomenal.
I think you're going to find some very interesting items coming to the forefront over the next 2 weeks.
We'll be reporting back sometime over the next 2 weeks as to NAFTA.
I'll be making a big decision on the Paris Accord over the next 2 weeks.
What about infrastructure? When is that going to happen?
We're going to do infrastructure very quickly. We've got the plan largely completed, and we'll be filing it over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
When will you make that decision?
over the next couple of weeks.
We're doing very well in the fight against ISIS, as General Mattis has just explained, and we're going to be having a news conference in about 2 weeks, too.
Having a big opening in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
We're going to be having a news conference in 2 weeks on that fight.
Our Secretary of Labor is coming out with a plan in 2 weeks.
You're going to have some big news. I think we're going to have some of the big drug companies in 2 weeks.
We are coming out with that plan in 2 weeks.
But as I've been saying, in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, it will be.
Within 2 weeks, I think you'll be historic numbers.
We're signing that deal in 2 weeks.
Watch what happens over the next couple of weeks, folks.
Wait till you see what happens over the next couple of weeks. You're going to see a very secure border.
We'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks. We're going to be seeing a lot over the next couple of weeks.
I like her very much. In fact, I'll be seeing her in 2 weeks.
And we're going to have another big announcement in 2 weeks that will take place over the next 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks.
And we're doing one other thing that, believe it or not, is even bigger, but you'll be seeing that over the next 2 weeks.
It doesn't have to be today. It can be tomorrow. And it can be in 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks.
Tell the Prime Minister that I'll call him back in 2 weeks. He said 2 weeks? That's a long time.
It'll be under construction.
Okay, wait. No, there's
the
more.
The highest point of death rates, remember this, is likely to hit in 2 weeks. We have tests coming out perhaps over the next 2 weeks that will blow the whole industry away. And you'll be seeing this over the next, I think, over the next couple of weeks.
All right, let's,
we're coming out with a report.
We get the idea. Everything's 2 weeks away.
The thing is, you know, I wanted to play the whole thing. That's not even the whole thing there.
Oh,
and he is so... He's so predictable in the 2 weeks that he always promises. It's ridiculous.
He's used to giving people 2 weeks notice. So.
Yeah,
2 weeks.
That's right. Two weeks notice. Yeah.
That's it.
You're fired.
7:29. Pam Yockey's got the Midwest Farm Report coming up. And then Rocker's in the studio with a Max Inc. preview on John and Gordy in the Morning. First day of summer. Oh, enjoy it.
Surfing USA.
Everybody, Rocker here. Join me for the Max Inc. preview every Friday morning with John and Gordy right here on WMDX. And now they're up for Best Radio Team on Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. Let me just say, these guys rock, so they're getting my vote, and I hope you get out your vote too. They may be old, but they still know how to rock.
You know, I wish Rocker was here right now.
Yeah.
I could thank him for doing that. Oh, wait a minute. He is here.
He is here.
Hey, Rocker.
There he is.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, wow. Hey, what's happening, guys? Thanks for having me on again, man. Appreciate it.
We're just hanging out. I want to say something to Tim, who texted us out in Watertown.
Yeah.
Like the 2 weeks clip that we had, and once it's posted someplace.
Yeah,
and
we can do that.
We promised to do that, and we'll let you know as well. All right, so we'll put something together on
that. We can do that, yep.
It is 7:36, and look, the rain is coming down now. We've got some showers out there. We're going to see those off and on today, and high around 83 degrees. Want to remind you that we have a free ticket Friday going on, your chance to win a four-pack of Brewer tickets to the game on Friday, June 27th versus Colorado. There'll be other keywords throughout the day. This is a statewide civic media contest. The keyword right now is fun. Okay, you need to get that one in before 8 a.m. But again, later in the day, there'll be other keywords. Again, this is for a four-pack of tickets for the Brewers game on Friday, June 27th versus Colorado. You can go to civicmedia.us for complete rules. Okay, Rocker.
All right. Let's Max get to
Inc.
some local music.
Let's
What's happening,
it.
Guys?
Let's get into it. What do you got for us this
weekend? Oh, well, over the next 2 weeks, we have some incredible radio going on. Max Inc. Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight, live in the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio this weekend. We have Travis Agnew. And so Travis Agnew, he's put out a new video on the Abundant Life Christian School shooting, and it uses a lot of local musicians and local directors and film crew. It was really amazing. I first got to see it at the MAMA Awards this past weekend, and they kind of stopped the whole show and played his entire video, plus a little bit of the making of it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was incredible, and we need to get him on to tell his story. He's got a really good story about the Abundant Life Christian School shooting, course, that happened late last year.
Yeah.
let's actually take a listen to the song. This song is the song for the video. It's called Light Shines in Darkness. This is Travis Agnew.
Light shines in the darkness. Darkness will not overcome me.
Nice song, great vocals, really a great sentiment.
It's very moving.
Yeah.
And you know, when and if you know anything about the incident and you tie them together, you're like, wow. But he's really trying to bring, you know, a community through music, video, arts. He's and there's a lot of a lot of the video includes all these people painting, like at the school and stuff, trying to kind of deal with their emotions.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a very healing video. So it's pretty cool. We'll have Travis on this Saturday night on Max Inc. Radio. He'll be performing some of his other music as well and also telling us all about this story of the Abundant Life Christian School and how he's trying to help the community.
Well, you know, just bringing something up here, John Stewart did a bit on, you know, what the immigrants who have killed Americans in this country. And he compared it to the reaction that Republicans are having to mass shootings, school shootings, and how they're going after it. They're spending all this money on Border Patrol and occupying cities because of a few immigrants who have killed Americans in this country, but they have done absolutely nothing about mass shootings in our schools. And it's just, and it's a very powerful piece. I was going to play it. We ran out of time, but you know, we'll play it later. John Stewart certainly making a very valuable commentary on the situation in this country, what they value most, going after immigrants killing Americans, or how about Americans killing Americans in mass shootings in our schools, right?
Yeah. It gets pretty crazy. But that's why we unplug from politics on Saturday nights on Max Inc. Radio. You know what's tonight? There's a couple of actual shows tonight. We're going to talk about them. Wheelhouse. Wheelhouse is playing tonight, Friday, June 20th at the Edgewater on Lake Mendota here in Madison. Brewgrass Fridays. Frank Martin Bush, Nick Adamany, Kenny Leisner on fiddle. Just such a great band. There's lots of other stuff coming up at the Edgewater for Brewgrass Fridays. July 11th is Armchair Boogie. August 1st is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, one of our favorites.
Yep.
August 22nd, the Jimmies. And August 29th, Shotgun Jane. There's a full schedule. Find it on Facebook or online. They definitely broadcast it. Right now, let's listen to, from their first album, The Comeback. This is Wheelhouse. This song is Hungover and Brokenhearted.
Rolled into town in a cloud of dust and a beat up old Chevy, all covered in rust. No one has seen her likes around here. The best thing out of Texas is shining black beer. But she says she was a preacher's daughter, but she's forgotten everything that he taught her. All I know, and I don't know much, is I fall in love with every touch. I don't think I can take much more. I spent last night on the bathroom floor. Days end the way that they started. Hungover and brokenhearted. Karaoke queen knows every word to every song she's ever heard. Bay wagon wheel on an old guitar, and without fail she got a boots on the bar. I never heard of one.
Nice, you know, it's got a kind of a sing-along thing.
Yeah, that's a foot stopper, right? Isn't it?
Right.
It is. Yes. You know, you can see it's like, bring your girl, you're gonna high step and dance it. You know what
there
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I should mention that I got maybe a little bit of a theme going today. I didn't even notice it, but it's kids that rock, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Nick Adamany plays in Wheelhouse, and of course, his dad is Ken Adamany.
Famous
manager
agent.
For Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick, for sure.
Yeah. So now we're going to move on to actually Ben Sidran. I think you guys maybe have heard of Ben Sidran.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Ben Sidran and Friends, they're going to be playing tonight, June 20th at 7:30 at the Atwood Music Hall on Winnebago over on Madison's East Side. Yeah. Born in Chicago.
What are you talking about?
Just kidding.
I was wondering, I'm like, should I say keyboard?
No. Keyboard player. But
born in Chicago, raised in Racine, Wisconsin. He studied at the UW in 1961, and he became Ben Sidran. He became a member of the Ardells in Madison, which featured Steve Miller and Boz Scaggs.
Yeah, quite the group.
Do you remember that,
John? Oh, yeah, I do, actually. My sister was a friend of Ben Sidran's.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, well, he went on to go to England to pursue a PhD. While he was there, he was a session musician with Eric Clapton, Rolling Stones, Peter Frampton, Charlie Watts. Mm-hmm. And, Kids That Rock, his son is Leo Sidran.
Mm, right.
Yeah, so he's got a kid that rocks and is coming along, too. We love him. But right now, Ben Sidran, tonight, June 20th, 7:30 at the Atwood Music Hall. This is the title track from his latest release, which is a couple of years ago, Rainmaker. This is Ben Sidran.
I'm a heartbreaker. See me walking out the door. I'm a heartbreaker. See me walking out the door. Well, I was gone before I got here. I'm not coming back no more.
And smooth and
Ben
tonight
Sidran.
Tonight at the Atwood Music Hall.
Great place. Yeah, I used to run into Ben Sidran occasionally at the old Warbrot Music Mall. I worked in the keyboard department
down there. Here on State Street when I was down here?
Well, they had it on Henry Street. They had Warbrot over there. But I would see him at the Music Mall when it was out next to American TV.
Oh, sure.
And he would just come in and sit down, play one of the grand pianos there. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun? Stuff. Yeah, he's one of the kind of, legendary artists that Madison has had. We've had some greats, too, Clyde Stubblefield.
Yes.
Ben Sidran. Yeah. Yeah. Do we have time for one more here?
Yeah.
I think we do.
Yeah. All right. This week at the Mama Awards, Cat and the Hurricane cleaned up. I think they won like 5 or 6 awards, right?
Wow.
We'll kind of maybe talk about that a little later. But they are going to be at Monday, June 30th at the Gamma Ray Bar up on the Capitol Square just off it. Cat and the Hurricane is an all queer and trans synth rock indie pop band from Madison. Composed of Cat Rhapsody, Benjamin Rose, and Alex Nelson, the band has stirred up a storm across the Midwest since 2017 when they came out. And great shows. They've been touring. They had best album this year, best song. They conquered it. Best performer of the year. They really won big. Let's listen to the song that won Mama Award for Song of the Year off their brand new album, Got It Out, which also won an award. It was crazy. But this is Cat and the Hurricane, Caffeine. And alcohol.
Oh, I can get that.
Can anybody tell me when my dreams became nightmares? Gonna take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried.
Well, you can You can really tell that these guys are good.
Yeah. Very good.
And great vocals from Cat Rhapsody.
Actually, that was the keyboardist, Benjamin, singing that particular song. And it's kind of funny that song won a big award. And it's one of the few songs that he's the lead vocalist on.
Really?
So, yeah, he was
kind of an edgy song.
He was very happy.
Yeah, really, really good.
Good stuff.
All right.
We're going to get to some more and more of the Max Inc. preview in a moment. This portion of the show being brought to you by MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They are located at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, offering fast and flexible appointments, family-owned, community-focused. They are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids, it's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. We'll be back with more of the Max Inc. preview with Rocker in the studio in just a moment. Stay with us for more of John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, yeah. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, and we've got Rocker in the studio playing all this great local music.
7:52, rain showers off and on today, highs in the low 80s. This portion of the show brought to you by a Burlow Mattress of Madison. Wake up and sleep better on a Burlow mattress. They've changed a lot since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Burlow's history. They're still direct to consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Burlow Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to Burlow.com.
All right.
Few more minutes here.
Yeah, we got a lot of
Maxing preview. Yep,
perfect timing because let's talk about another show that's happening tonight.
Yeah,
June 20th. Yeah. It's at 5:30 p.m. It's the Sessions at Garver Feed Mill. Whoa. And today is Jane Hobson Band. Jane Hobson is an indie singer songwriter based in Madison in Chicago. Mm-hmm. She is a solo singer songwriter, and she also then formed a band. Great band. But it's also along with our theme, Kids That Rock, because you know what? She is the daughter of Killdozer drummer Dan Hobson.
Wow.
Okay.
So we got a little bit of that.
Is this like Gen Z stuff here?
Yeah, right. Yep.
Good deal.
It is. Right now, let's take a little listen. Jane Hobson, she's playing tonight, June 20th, 5:30 p.m. at the Sessions Garver Feed. The Sessions at Garver Feed Mill. Let me get that out. Mm-hmm. This is James Hobson Band, Chelsea.
All right. Sweet tune.
Sounds great, man.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, really good.
Then you can see them tonight over at the Garver Feed Mill. A great place to go see a local band.
Yeah.
Live.
Quite a facility, yeah.
You guys remember the Evil Twins.
Marcus Bovary and the Evil Twins.
Marcus Bovary. Sure,
yeah, we had them on our cable access show many years ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Atwood Music Hall, June 28th, so that's just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Quentin Bovary, Marcus's son, he hooks up with the Evil Twins to tribute his father's music. Doug Meisner and Eric Doomer from the Evil Twins will be appearing along with Quentin Bovary. Marcus Bovary, if you might remember, he passed away 2013 from a brain tumor. Yeah. And it was, you know, a kind of a drawn-out thing. You know, he survived for quite a few years.
Yeah.
And we really miss him. He was a legendary singer-songwriter right here in Madison. And, I mean, how many people went to see Marcus Bovary and the Evil
Everybody
Twins?
Everybody
was. He was great.
And, yeah. and one of the things that, you know, I find very sad is that he didn't pick up nationally. And I thought, you know, if people could hear his music, a lot of them would be playing his songs. He is just a fantastic songwriter.
And an incredible poet. You know, he was very Dylan-esque in some ways, I think. People might relate to that. Well, let's listen to a little bit of Marcus Bovary and the Evil Twins. This is Burn This Town from his Big Strong House album.
Yeah, you you could still search out Marcus Bovary. They have a website and our video that we produced from our television show when we had a cable access show.
Yeah.
That whole half hour is posted there.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's a great performance.
And how do you like that, though? We kept in the theme of kids that rock.
Exactly. All the way through.
Right with his father.
Quentin Bovary. I didn't know.
Yeah, he's about 27 now.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think his family is happy to see him kind of out there keeping his dad's music alive. And I think that show might be getting close to sold out. So you might want to go to his tickets.
At Evil Twins, Atwood Music Hall, June 28th.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Got just a little time here left, Rocker. Just a minute or so.
Okay.
Well, we want to mention the Mamas.
The Mamas. Yeah. Wow.
Yes. We really cleaned up on these. Yeah.
We did. Best Music Festival, Atwood Fest, won for the second year in a row.
Right.
Repeat there. Radio Station of the Year, Max Inc. Radio.
Right.
We cleaned up there. And, of course, on-air personality. My co-host, Terry Barr, beat me in this one. She is the on-air personality winner of the year. So that's pretty cool for Max Inc. Radio. Artist of the Year, the People Brothers Band. Album of the Year was Hip Eponymous from Bing Bong. Performer of the Year, as I said before, Cat in the Hurricane. And she also got Rock Performer, Pop Album, Pop Song, Song of the Year.
Vocalist,
you might know him, Michael Massey.
There you go.
He won it for just longevity in this scene. He's been around forever. Chaser, all kinds of bands. And the new artist, Rising Star, and she won Country Song of the Year, Playing Hard to Get. It's Paige Kleber, and she just turned 12.
Mike's God.
Rocker, thanks for being with us. Max Inc. this
weekend.
All right,
thank you.
Yeah. And we'll see you next time around. That's going to do it for us. On Monday, we'll talk to former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin, also Abby Abramovich from Downdrin's Distillery. That's going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. Have a great weekend, John Peterson.
I'm going to try, you know. It's going to be hot.
Don Lee, thank you for all your help.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday.
Duck.
Look out for the drone. Oh, no.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.